This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige.
Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rough blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mysteries.
That's where it all started for me. I was literally going to work here at the radio station when I live in Easley, and I go outside and I heard this humming sound, and not the kind that you want to hear.
The womp womp.
It sounded like one of the Transformers from the, not the great cartoon series.
Can't call them that anymore.
The one for power. It sounded like one was just buzzing. And I look up and then I see, it wasn't a spaceship. It was like, it looked like a silver cigar just floating in the air. And it was the most real thing I ever saw.
Can I tell you something?
It was you.
I think you saw another one the other day.
I love stargazing. And I took a picture the other night. I sent it to Looper as well. And I'm like, what do you think is going on in this picture right here?
Take a look and see.
I got a 16. And, it's not like Paige, I'll zoom in on this picture right here. And then we're going to get to our guest before they take her again. You can see, I was trying to take a picture of the moon. Look, see how pretty the moon was?
How beautiful.
But then when you go up, what is that? It looks like a jellyfish flying
looks
in there.
It's like a uterus.
Gross.
Jesus.
You are so warmed up right now.
I am not.
Past
but look,
couple
it was
days.
Pointed down. Look at that.
She's a loose cannon.
Well, if it's pointed up that way, then it looks like
a diamond ring.
The kind they sell with a suction cup.
You got to put that out on Soch.
Because what's the point now? Because you already are a conspiracy theorist, all of it's tainted from this point on. Or this day and age with AI. That's why word of mouth, meaning real storytelling from real human beings, is essential on our path to figuring this out.
It really is, if you can trust it.
Joining us right now, as we said, she listens to us up in North Carolina. It's Lisa. Hey, Lisa. I'd not say your last name. I promise you should not say your last name.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Thanks.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yes, we thought that they'd gotten you again there because we couldn't get you, but I think there was something off with one of the numbers. Okay, so we've kind of laid out already in that first segment your situation about, I guess it was this past summer? Is that the best?
Yeah, I mean, there's more to the story.
Okay.
So it started with this growth of some kind that was under my skin, on my back, between my shoulder blades. And see, I had been sick for a few weeks, and maybe it was that, you know, the government, you know, COVID-19, COVID-2020, COVID-25, you know, whatever.
Project 25, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Or the good old flu. It could be the good old flu.
Or just the flu.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, I was just sick. And, you know, nevertheless, I got this small nodule or, like, tumor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I thought maybe it was because I was laying down so much because I was so sick. And it really started to bug me. And, you know, it hurt my neck. And, you know, I got a firmer pillow. I did everything I could have. But then I went down the internet and WebMD rabbit hole. And everybody convinced me it was something more serious, high stakes, like, you know, the C word.
So, Paige hates that word.
Yeah, it says she does.
Yeah.
Well, the disease C word.
Oh, the disease C word.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's even worse.
Oh, that's, gosh, yes.
Not like if you call her one, you're going to see one, but the disease.
Paige, if someone called you cancer, would that offend you?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I'd be cancerous, and that's
not
a bad
good.
Yeah, that's
either.
Not good.
Right.
We don't want that. So. Yes. You know, the stress from all this worry, I mean, really caused me to have bad headaches. I finally go to the doctor, and even the doctor was a bit weirded out by it. But
why weirded out by just
well, because she said that...
Ooh, lady doctor.
It was a lady doctor. Yeah, they do exist.
I love it. Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. you know what? They're female lawyers, too, just so you know.
Whoa.
No way.
And female disc jockeys.
Oh, my God.
Oh, not even.
What?
Is there a Rhonda Inario out there that we don't know about? That's crazy.
But my doctor, she said she could move it around with her fingers, and she says usually fatty tumors won't usually move, and so she was concerned enough to order tests. And a couple days later, my doctor, she puts on my digital medical chart that while it did seem very odd that it didn't show signs of the C of the cancer,
good,
and that I should just use this prescription cream on it to relieve the swelling, and to even use an ice pack on it, and nothing helped. So this bump was getting a lot worse. And I even had a hard time sitting up in a chair. It was just really crazy. I had to get a follow-up appointment with my doctor, but it wasn't for another 11 days. And on the 10th day, basically, the night before, I know this, you know, I've told a few people this. They think, oh, okay, what's going on? But this is a true story. So on the 10th day, I was abducted by aliens, and I was whisked up to the sky to their craft.
Well, did you see yourself? Like, did you feel the floating, or did you see
Okay. Oh, yes. No, I mean, there's a little bit more to it.
Okay.
But I remember floating up extremely fast, and I was not getting sick by it or anything. It was just very, you know, it was quick and, you know, there was purpose to it. Yeah. I remember these 3-foot shadows before I got taken up. They were in my bedroom. And see, I live alone. And I remember them being lifted up. I was on this, their home base. Or whatever it was. And there were 7 of them. God. And it's everything you do hear. It is true. Big heads, big eyes. And you know, all very dark. All, you know, it's like they all their eyes had no white, and their does that make sense? Like their eyes were dark, and
yeah.
Oh, yeah. almost look like camera lenses on an iPhone, and they had hands like ET, and their skin was like an elephant.
Good God.
And they didn't, they didn't talk, but one of them was holding my hand, and she was communicating with me, and it was a female.
How would you know that it's a female?
That's a great question.
Well, because my telepathic voice is female, and I could just tell. And so all I could remember was really after this hearing a fairly loud buzzing sound and what it seems like for a long time. But yet there was something I just trusted this. It just seemed all right. And anyway, you know, very long story short, of course, it seemed like I just had a wild dream in the morning when I woke up. Anyway, I wake up, the next day, and guess what?
It's gone.
The bump and nodule was completely gone. No marks were showing the removal. Wow. Nothing. And I told the doctor, of course, I just said, oh, I have this dream. And anyway, the doctor seems to very quickly said, like, sometimes bumps like this just come and go because of the change of diet. Or
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Or changes in temperature, seasons changing.
Not
but
that
I
quick.
Know.
No.
I know. I know what happened.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And I, you know, I told the doctor, of course, I just said, oh, I have this dream. And anyway, the doctor seemed to very quickly said, like, sometimes bumps like this just come and go because of the change of diet or changes in temperature, seasons changing.
Not but
that I quick. Know.
No.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know what happened. And so I heard that kid that was on your show. You know, who said that they died a couple of times and saw heaven. I think it was three times. And, you know, the fact that that guy had the gumption to call in and share this inspired me to do the same. I mean, I'm telling you, I told the doc it was one thing, but it was not a dream. It was not a dream. And I would love to see what you all think. And, I mean, I was up there, and they were good creatures. I can't even call them creatures. They weren't creatures. They were of.
Not of this world.
Yes. Yeah. How did you know? Like, yeah.
Well,
God, it'd be looking.
The first thing that I think of when you talk about a bump was there and then it's gone is, was it? Did you ever have a dream or a situation like this before? Because I'm wondering, were you, and I'm not patronizing or making fun, but I wonder, did they implant something in you and then have to take it out?
That's what they're known for.
Because women now can get breast implants and they don't have the scars there. They go through the belly button.
They go up through the butt sometimes.
Oh.
No, because I would know if I was taken up there first to home base.
Yeah, that would stick out.
And then know that it was the end, you know, obviously, and it came on while I was sick.
Right.
And that it just, you know, I was up there once, and actually, to be honest with you all, I wouldn't mind going back right now.
Good.
Wow.
God, could you tell if their technology was more advanced, or do you even remember any of that?
I mean, it was a little bit more advanced, and they were, you know, they're very smart. They know. So, you know,
something you said right there is just weirded me out, but I totally got what you meant. You said,
"Thanks."
You said the one being was holding your hand and thinking to you, "Hey, you know," almost in a consoling way. But you said
nurturing.
You could hear a female voice, but they all look the same.
But you didn't have any pain afterwards.
Right.
Wow.
Non-binary, not to get too woke, but like, you know, it was just, they were one. Like, but there were seven of them, but no female, no male, but I know this was a female voice.
Hmm.
And this one particular, person thing that was holding my hand, I it had a nurturing quality, and so, and a more, a more female identifying voice.
Yeah.
I might have missed this. You might have said it, but do you feel like the whole process was minutes, or did it feel like hours that you were up there? It was a short amount of time?
I mean, it was a little bit more stretched out than that because, you know, I remember seeing them in my bedroom, and then I know I was floating, and so I think I was up there for a few hours.
See, that's what
it wasn't like. It wasn't zip, zap, zop.
That's what I wonder about, you know, and again, I'm somebody who believes there's something. I don't know what. I don't even know how to put that into words, but you were sick, so I'm like, was it a fever dream? But then also the other question is, if you are on a spaceship in the sky, and I'm the kind of show we do, like I'm asking questions, but it sounds like I'm trying to pull the rug out from underneath you. But if you're laying on a hospital type bed, mm-hmm. how do you realize that you're in a spaceship? In other words, if you just wake up in a bed,
that's a good question.
Aliens, could you see clouds outside the windows?
There were seven of them. It was, I knew it was also like gravitationally, even though I was laying down, I could feel.
God.
It's sort of when you know you're in an airplane, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I knew we were like hovering. And like I said, I knew I was floating up. And yet I wasn't panicked. It wasn't like, I'm dying and I'm going to heaven.
I know. Right. That's the thing when they talk about like, you know, fly, like the Michael from, he's talking about, you know, lifting up in the air. I'm like, God, I would get so sick. But you're like, that. None of that mattered at that point.
It felt okay.
And how you knew that it was a female, but you don't know what kind of language it is.
I've never heard that.
And how would you know what they were speaking? Because when you hear aliens, you think it's kind of like a computer.
Right. And tonally, it was fine. No, but that's the thing. Tonally, there was this nurturing quality, and that I was in good hands.
She's like,
take me to your leader.
Communicating. Lisa, it's gonna be okay, girl. Just take a deep breath. It's gonna be fine.
Plus,
do you go to church anywhere? I'm doing the voice of my mom, obviously, as an alien nurse.
Plus, with the guy who called in who passed away, I think it was Christopher. He saw
Michael.
It was Michael. He saw his out of body experience.
Yeah.
She didn't get that.
She wasn't dead, though.
Yeah. So that's a little more credible to kind of what happened.
Yeah.
Right. Like I wasn't above myself looking and seeing this frame. It was, I was in this, and it was stark. I could see how people might interpret this, that I was maybe feeling like I was in a hospital room because it was bright and
you see the Prisma logo anywhere? I'm kidding.
Pardon?
Yeah. I was making a medical joke.
I'm just impressed that they took it out and you didn't feel anything, though.
It's all gone. There's no bump. I have no pain. My neck doesn't hurt. And I have my energy back.
I mean, God forbid, there's no way this bump can have moved anywhere else.
Well,
right?
It's impossible.
She said the one thing, nurse or doctor rather said that, you know, usually they won't move around, and that one would move around her finger.
Yes, that's true, but it's not what they were fearing.
Yeah.
So. Well,
which is great. Like, truly, it's great. The other thing that really, like, pierced the veil for me, great band, was that you talked about their eyes looking like, I turned my iPhone over and I'm looking at the lenses on here and I'm like, holy crap, like, what are eyes? I mean, like, but yet, it's a camera. I mean, it's like a lens.
But there was something, but their eyes had, you know, when you look at the lens, you're looking at a lens, glass thing.
Damn.
But there are these, you looked in their eyes.
Yeah.
And there was soul to them.
Oh.
Oh.
And they might not use their whole eyes, you know, it's just big. They don't mean they can see with the whole thing.
It's like an alien head. on top of your head?
Oh, it was a big head.
Well,
and, like I said, that, no, it was a very real head, I'm telling you.
And I want to say this for you also, for people that are texting in. You're not selling a book. We're not even saying your full name. You're not, there's no reason for you to, you're not trying to get people to sign up on your website or nothing. There's none of that.
No, no, no.
Wow, man.
No, I'm not pitching anything. Yeah. This isn't hoaxy. Go to my, you know, social media.
Pound that like button.
It's not like that. Yeah. No, I'm not trying to get likes, because it's the opposite. When I kind of can pick up now who to tell and who not, because, you know, I don't want the funny men in white coats to come get me and, you know, put me in the cuckoo house. Mm. So I'm pretty, I kind of curate who to tell, but you guys seemed a safe bet.
We're cool.
Well, yeah. I'm fascinated if you just unwillingly and unbeknownst to you have found a way to cure cancer.
No, she didn't. They didn't say it was. It was just whatever it was. That's why I think it was an implant that was already there. Maybe she didn't remember that and they had to get it out. You give me the heebie-jeebies. Can I say that in 2025?
Just did.
Okay, well.
You can.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Oh. Yes, sir. And we don't have Paige here today to be the,
I'm sorry. I don't feel good.
I don't leave the house when there's wintry mixes.
I don't go anywhere.
I had a feeling yesterday as I didn't come in. She's got
mouth issues, right?
Well, I just know the boss said she won't be back till Friday, so that means that's a doctor's visit. That's that 48-hour thing. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Look,
I think she's got the George Norrie disease or whatever it is.
Well, she's stealing money.
Nora. Norrie.
Look, when you want to, like...
Nora.
At that point, just take the week, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Take that last day.
Yeah. I'd have that rather than chancing of whatever you got and bringing it back.
I mean, I want to be sure. You know, you're 100%. You're 100, as the kids say.
Keep it that way, 100. The best damn audio. So you texting in at 1-800-774-0093, you will be the one who says, which clip is the best? The best damn.
Yeah, tell us. I'll kick it off if that's cool.
Sure.
So, the Dallas Cowboys, always in turmoil.
America's team.
They go through more coaches than they should. That's the situation they're in right now.
Chicago got a new one, too.
Yeah, they got Ben Johnson.
Yeah, from Asheville.
Old B. Joe. A.C. Reynolds High School, which I found out had a lot of famous alumni, like Luke Combs and Chase Rice and others.
Luke Combs played football?
Yeah.
Huh.
High school, at least.
Yeah.
Well, Jerry Jones, he was a little upset at his press conference, and, well, he didn't hold back when it came to Mike McCarthy.
Who? I fired Mike McCarthy because he looks like a f***ing pork chop, and I hate that big-ass play call sheet he holds during games. We all know it's a Perkins menu. I'm not even sure we need a coach. Hell, maybe we already have a coach in mind. Maybe he's sitting right in front of you, half drunk on Johnny Walker Blue with only an Egg McMuffin in his belly and a pocket full of Dinger pills. Maybe he's 82 years old and needs his ass wiped from time to time, depending on how much Salisbury steak he's ate. Look, I'm going to do things my way, and my way is f***ing terrible. But if you don't like it, then tough f***, he said the kitty, but the milk kept coming.
That takes something, man. I got a buddy of mine with that. And he said, oh, my God, did Jerry really say that?
What, a pocket full of Dinger pills?
No, that whole thing was not real, believe it or not.
I do believe that was not real.
That was a deep fake, which there are a lot of those going around at different sports press conferences. And they match the voice up so, like, eerily in the mouth. Just
wish Netflix would do that with their foreign films.
Learn how to match it up.
Wow. Yeah, see, that's going to be the problem of the future. It's already the problem of just the deep fakes. Like, you know, it started with catfishers, and then it went to, you know, the elderly, and now it's just everybody.
Not Catfish Hunter, just regular catfishers.
Right. Jim Hunter's dead.
Yeah, rest in peace. I think Not you, Neve.
I think he's from North Carolina.
It's your fault, Neve.
That's astonishing.
Just be aware it's not real. Jerry Jones wouldn't say that publicly.
Okay.
About his coach.
I was not aware this happened. This is the second time this morning I've mentioned the great city of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Shout out.
Of course, we're on up there. What's up to all Chattanoogans?
What's up, Rambin?
There was an awful crash. I was not aware of this until P1 Kelly sent this piece of audio to me. I guess she's from the Chattanooga area. This is from, imagine you're going to work and you see a plane crashed on the side of the road. This happened on December 12th last year, so just barely over a month ago. Here is a young lady by the name of Valentina Wilbanks who caught some just moments after this crash. Here's what she saw.
An airplane done landed right here on Shalafa Road, y'all. Oh my gosh. An airplane, y'all. An airplane. Helicopter. What kind of airplane is that?
That's a private plane.
Oh, private.
Oh, hello, big balls.
Hopefully, wasn't nobody on it. We're gonna pray. I mean, the driver, but.
The driver.
Somebody on there, a little
keep
running. They found somebody. Oh.
She's talking about an aeroplane.
Like, I ain't laughing at the accident, obviously.
No.
But when the guy says, that's a private airplane.
Hi, this is Barry White. My balls weigh 15 pounds.
If you got big nuts like me, you know how it is.
Also, minor injuries. Not of that God. Of coal miners, but of young people. No, small injuries. No one was killed in that. But
what was it again?
Aeroplane.
Aeroplane, the driver.
It's a private plane. Hi, this is Don Cornelius. Welcome to Soul Train.
A soul plane.
Don't believe everything you read about me, baby.
Aeroplane. Yeah. I have never went to the Playboy Mansion. I was never at the Playboy Mansion or a Diddy party. God. I hate baby oil.
I hate baby oil. Man, we talk about Xavier Leggett probably being our favorite athlete of the moment right now.
I love him.
If you're not familiar with who he is, he's the Carolina Panthers' first-round draft pick last draft. He's from the University of South Carolina.
The Spurs up.
And if you've never heard him talk before, we might have to help you here, but here's a video that went viral of, he likes to hunt. He's a country boy. Here he is killing a squirrel. And in the video, he's holding the squirrel up, but we might have to translate for you.
I think they think we really be faking when we say we do this. We done bust the squirrel out of the tree and open them up. Know what I'm talking about? Take the clothes off. That's step one. I'm going to show y'all the rest of what it is.
It's taking the clothes off.
Busted the squirrel. I'd be killed. I don't think he's from Louisiana or anywhere. Actually, I don't know where
California.
He's from.
California.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Right?
I don't know. We have to verify that.
But, I am pretty sure he's from California, but moved here younger on.
God, he's got to be raised somewhere in the South, right? Just the way. I remember he was on a podcast with Amon-Ra St. Brown, and he was talking about eating raccoon, and they couldn't believe he'd eat raccoon. So Amon-Ra asked him, how'd you get the raccoon? He said, I hunt him. Like, I killed him myself.
Yeah, what am I thinking? Yeah, he was born in Mullins, South Carolina.
What?
Lower part of the...
I know where that is.
Mullins?
Well, look, I'm sure Mullins had a KFC, and guess what? That's where Xavier worked his first job.
Oh, no way.
So here he is talking about what he did at KFC.
Oh, I worked at KFC probably a week and a half, for real. Them boy had me cooking the gyros and the chicken, they had me cooking the chicken and all that. The little tumbles.
Right, there you go.
The lid, the gizzards, and the livers.
Oh, man. I love him.
God, he's great, man.
He's so... I don't know why in the hell I thought California.
Like, we loved Clowney when he first came on the scene because he sounded like a big bear. And now he's like, you can understand him clearly. Xavier's is great.
I love that. That's so good.
Freaking A, man. Let me take another little...
Good Lord.
I know, man. I'm just like domineering the spots here. You can have the last two if you want.
Okay.
This is what you don't do when you talk about the moon landing. Especially with somebody who, you know, lived during that time. They're going to argue it with you.
Yeah. That's patriotism, man.
This is a dad arguing with his son over the moon landing, but he might bring up some good points and a funny one at the end. I don't know who to believe, to be honest with you.
show you how the f***ing moon landing was f***ing bullshit. Because everyone's telling you I was f***ing wrong.
You showed me.
Yeah. So f***ing explain to me. Here you go. The guy's getting off the rocket ship. Who the f*** is filming him? Who's filming him?
A guy.
How'd the f***ing guy get up there if this is the first guy that's supposed to be on the f***ing moon? A different rocket ship?
I don't know.
So they sent the rocket up there. He got off and he's like, all right, come on up now. I'm ready to f***ing film.
What if
are you f***ing serious?
The same rocket ship?
He's supposed to be the first guy on the moon. It's bullshit. The car. How the f*** did the car fit in that rocket ship? Look. How did that car fit in the rocket ship? Then the guy's floating around with a big f***ing cord to his stomach, and they're telling you that's his f***ing, oh, life support. What's it give? Was it f***ing feeding him through the f***ing tube like a baby?
How did the car fit in the rocket ship?
I mean, these very valid points that we've all asked. We've all asked.
God, the fact that somebody brought up how does a video camera work on the moon, that's a great point, too.
So especially when going through the radiation belts. That is the... And the car, I'd never really thought about that, the little moon rover. Like, how did they...
It's a big car.
What they landed in, they would have had to put the car together.
And those craters are massive, right? This is what they say, what I'm going by. Never been.
Never been to the moon.
No. And we're going to go to Mars, evidently. At least once.
Going to put those stars and stripes on Mars.
We're going to plant a flag. I've seen the movie. There's a jack-in-the-box on Mars. Your face turns red. You can't breathe Mars air.
When he said that, Elon's eyes just went crazier than they usually are.
I bet he was Nazi saluting left and right when he heard it.
Yeah. Mary and Deb live in a small town in Maine with their children. Mary and Deb live in a small town in Maine with their children. Where they hunt for pieces of nature in the local woods to make novelty art pieces called turdy works. Listen to this news broadcast.
Now, instead of a cuckoo clock, see, this is a poo-poo clock. And what we did see is we took them turds and we crammed them in between the number there, so that's 1, 32, 33, 30.
That's just one of many products she offers.
Now, over here, we make fecal people. And depending upon the shape of them middle turds right there, we can do them with big boobs or guts or butts or long legs or short legs, see, because there's no two turds that are ever alike. Have you ever seen a turd, the two turds alike? No.
Mary says half the battle is getting her product, but to do that, she doesn't have to travel far.
The turds are all local. We just go out and track the moose, and wherever the moose are, they're going to take a crap. I get $5 a turd for these things, so I get jumping right up and down. I get excited when I see a turd.
Since going viral, she doesn't know what her next local stop will be, but she's upping her game with a new Turdy Works Facebook page to peddle her poop.
Get on there, and that's all my turds are on that page right there with the prices, and click on them, and then get to me and let me know what you need for turds, and I ship everywhere.
Oh, God. That's sick, man. Fecal people?
Fecal people. And she gets $5 a piece for them.
For the toads.
So if you're interested in some of those and you don't believe that was real, you can go to mooseturds.com and make a purchase.
I got to see what they look like. Especially the ones with big boobs, she said they can make.
Big boobs and butts and guts.
Oh.
Also, up north, they spell turds with an I. I thought it was with a U. I think that's why I was having a hard time finding it, because I was looking for moose turds with a U.
It's definitely with a U. They don't know how to spell.
That's tardy.
They better go back to school.
Yeah.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.